Happy Friday. Friday is finally here. Your weekend is just hours away. Brady Bowman with you on News Radio KMAN, Friday edition of In Focus. And I am now here with Melissa Colby, the program coordinator for the Riley County Senior Center. Melissa, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Ready for the weekend? Ready for Friday?
I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready.
It's been kind of a long week, has it? Is it just me? Has it been a long week for you?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Wednesday, we're always happy to see Wednesday, hump day, and certainly happy to see Friday.
So. All right. Well, a lot going on at the Riley County Senior Center, as always, but especially this time of year. And, and what do you got for us?
Well, I just want to remind folks that we have one of our most popular services going on right now. It is tax season. So our amazing AARP volunteers, they are IRS certified volunteer counselors that are at the center every day, the hours that we're open, offering their free tax aid service. So anybody who does not have too complicated of a tax return, they can call the center and they can sign up to come down. They would sign up and schedule for a particular day and time to come down and have their tax returns completed through our volunteers. So that has definitely kept those volunteers busy, and a lot of people coming through the doors. We're certainly busy right now with that. And also, on a more fun note maybe than tax returns, we've been having some fun with the Olympics at the center. We've been tracking the medal count every day and obviously cheering on our USA team, but we have a medal count going at the center. So, and another thing we have displayed through today is we have a wonderful, extremely talented group of senior members. They're our art studio group, as we've named them or called them. And some people may have seen their work back in December. They created a gingerbread village for the holiday season, and that was on display at the center. And the Mercury came over and took a picture. So some people, if they didn't make it to the center, they may have seen that photo in the paper. But those members of our art studio have chosen some of their favorite projects or art pieces that they've made. And we've got our own little art display at the center through today. Probably will still be up on Tuesday. So I would encourage anybody to come down and take a look at those pieces we have on display. Again, those wonderful, wonderful members are so talented. I can't tell you. I don't have an artistic bone in my body, so it doesn't probably take much to impress me, but these really are amazing. So
any of them really speak to you? Anything that really
touched
your eye?
There are. There's one particular painting with a couple cardinals in it. There's another painting of it's more of a winter scene, but it's a house kind of in a woods type scene. But there's probably 15 to 20 different pieces on display. Something, you know, they're very personal to each of those people that painted those. And I also have to thank Sherry Graham. She's the leader of that art studio. She donates her time every single month. That group meets on Monday, and that group is open to anybody joining. You don't have to have experience. Anybody can join that group, and they meet at the center on Mondays, and Sherry is there just to help lead them with a particular technique, or even if they just don't have a lot of inspiration and not sure where they want to go with a painting or even how they want to start a painting, she's there to help aid them in getting that started. So we want to thank her for sure, because without her, this group wouldn't be possible. So,
and all ages can check that
out. Yeah, and as always, our programming is open to any member of the public. So all you have to do for that particular art studio is call and sign up, and it's a free program. So just call and sign up to get your name on the list so we know to expect you that day and make sure we have the appropriate amount of supplies laid out. And, come down and have fun and get creative.
And art that comes from the heart, that's always the
it
best
is.
Art.
It is. What There's is that one, number? Oh, our number, sorry, is 785-537-4040.
And sorry, so, continue.
You said no, that. I was just going to say, you said art from the heart. There is one particular painting one of the members did of her dog, and it is so real, so lifelike. But it's a painting on acrylic painting on canvas, and she titled it her dog's name. I think it was Scooter, I believe is what her dog's name is. But absolutely, those are very meaningful pieces to the each of those members that painted those.
And again, when are those on display? And
those are so the display is on is now. It's been all week long through today, and probably I would imagine we'll still have those on display on Tuesday. We are closed on Monday, by the way, just that way folks know that the center is closed on Monday. So yeah.
What about during the weekend? Could people check it out during the weekend?
Sure. Well, oh, I'm sorry, during the weekend. No, our hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. So,
okay,
but they can come in anytime in Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 and 4.
So you got the rest of today and probably into Tuesday to check out
correct.
Some of this art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
So, some other things going on.
Yeah. So, next week is, like I said, with the tax aid, very busy. But we have three particular presentations that still are open for sign up. People can call the center to come in and sign up. One of those will be a very important meeting if you are receiving Medicare benefits. Cindy, who is the outreach director from the Kansas Insurance Office, will be at the center on Tuesday at 10:30. She's going to give a presentation on the Medicare changes that are happening in 2018. She's going to talk about there's some certain parts that they're going to be phasing out of Medicare, and so she wants to make sure everybody knows if they have that particular part to know that's going to be phasing out and then what they're going to replace it with. And then she assured me that she was going to leave plenty of time at the end for individual questions. So we do have quite a large group signed up for that, but it's a very, very important topic, and we're not going to exclude anybody who needs that information from signing up and getting in on that. So I would highly encourage people, again, if you are receiving those Medicare benefits, to call the center, get signed up so we know how many to set up for, and plan to be there on Tuesday at 10:30.
Does that include Medicaid as well, or just Medicare?
No, she's just going to go over Medicare. So okay. I have spoke with another individual who I think we're going to get that Medicaid on the schedule to go over that too, because that's another very, very important one. But they're easily confused, so I wanted to give enough time and to focus on each one individually. So we're going to start with the Medicare. And actually, we had this actually scheduled for January because we knew to start the year it was important to get this information out. But January was tough weather-wise. Kansas really took us through the
– It was so bad.
I know.
A lot of flu going around. I had it right at the beginning of the year, starting out 2018.
Goodness, yes. Oh. So we, due to weather, the day she was originally scheduled to be with us, had to postpone that, and so we've rescheduled it for February again because we know it's just important information. People really need to have it.
Extremely important. We had some audio in the interview we just played a little bit ago with Congressman Roger Marshall talking about the president's proposed budget.
Mm-hmm.
And again, proposed being the key word, but he mentioned about the things in there, talking about infrastructure.
Right.
But I know Medicaid and Medicare are also being talked
about.
They
absolutely
changes,
are.
So.
And that is something that I know has been a topic at the center of. So I can imagine those folks are going to have those types of questions for her as well. And she, again, she's the outreach director through the Kansas Insurance Office. So she will be a wealth of resource and information for us to have in there that day.
And again, that's Tuesday.
That's on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there's still time to call today and get signed up that you want to attend.
And that time, one more time?
At 10:30 on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and finish up, go over some more things at the Riley County Senior Center right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.